pretty cool. I mean, one minute he's just sending relief unto the brethren. The next minute he's blinding some wicked false Jew in front of a bunch of people. That's cool. That's awesome. Like him and Barnabas were like, yeah, you saw that. He's like, man, you should have just stretched out your hand at least, you know, make it look like you're just like, yeah. I mean, that probably looked pretty awesome, you know. But I want you to notice that he doesn't kill Elymas. It's not like drop dead and he just like drops dead. He doesn't kill him. He doesn't destroy him. All he does is make a public example out of him. Because how stupid does this guy look? Just groping. Help! He's just like trying to get someone to like lead him. He made a public example out of him. What did God do? He confounded him is what he did. Now, in me, that is in my flesh, if I was Paul, I'd be like, just, Lord, just kind of blow him up. Just let him just blow up in front of everybody. That'll show the wrath of God. Just make his head explode, Lord. Get creative with it, you know. Call down fire from heaven, Lord, and just in this one particular area. I would like to have done that, okay? But this is actually better. Because let's say he just completely decimated that false prophet. You know, he's not even alive to suffer the shame of it. If you think about it. So keeping them alive basically causes them to suffer shame. Because he stood up against the man of God. He was confounded. And now he was just eating humble pie. Because now he's blind. Right? Now, this reminds me of something. Okay? Because we came from the Fundamentalist Conference last week. And, you know, I went over there. Marcus and I went over there. A bunch of pastors were going over there because we wanted to see people saved. We just want to preach the Word of God. But then you have these wicked Elymases over there. These sorcerers, they're probably Jews too, you know, who basically try to stop us. And they put a considerable amount of effort into shutting us down. I mean, over and over. I mean, mocking us, making videos. We shut them down. This is the reason, files. We shut Bruce Mejia down. Just mocking us, making fun of us. They're like, oh, they just shut their venue down. What they're going to do next, we don't know. Just laughing at us, mocking us. And I was just like, Lord, just break their teeth. Amen. Give that guy diabetes, Lord, or something. And I'm praying. I'm like, Lord, help us to find a new venue. But then one thing that I just kept thinking, I was like, Lord, confound them. Amen. Confound them, Lord. Just confound them. Make a public example out of them. I don't know how, but just do it, please. Because I was so frustrated. In my flesh, I'm like, you know, Marcos, look up this guy's address. We're going to go knock on it. We're going sowing in his area. Because he was in Ohio. I'm like, we're about to teach him something. We're about to impart some wisdom unto him. That's what I want to do. But you know what? Obviously, that's not what God wants us to do. You know, and you know, I'm not supposed to be a brawler or a striker. So what I was going to do is just send Marcos. No, I'm just kidding. By the hand of Marcos. But I'm like, confound them. And they're just celebrating, mocking, making videos, saying all this stupidity and manner of evil. Well, the conference went on. We all preached. We saw a bunch of people saved. And everything went according to plan. And you know what happened? One of these losers, these bozos, this Elymas, made a video apologizing. Saying we were wrong. Not we, them. They made a video saying, we were wrong, we should have not have done that. You said, what is that called? That's called God confounding them. And I'm like 90% sure there's something that happened behind closed doors where God did something to that individual that made him repent and get right. And by the way, he can repent all he wants. He's not going to get saved. He's probably still a wicked reprobate. You know, I believe he's a wicked reprobate. I believe that person is twice dead, plucked up by the roots. But you know what happened? God confounded that individual. Because there's something that happened to that individual that caused him to be ashamed of what he did. and literally put on the title, "We were wrong." And his other fag buddy was just like, "Well, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not apologizing. If they come back out here again, I'll do it again." And his fag buddy is just like, "Well, I'm saying sorry. That was wrong." Look at Psalm 35, verse 1. "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt." I believe God did that to those individuals. Like, dang it, how were they still able to do it? Because I made some videos where I was like, "Well, looks like we got a new venue. We're still having it. Got a bunch of people saved. You couldn't stop us." I made a meme. And it was just like, it was this meme and it said, you know, "These are the homos," or me saying, you know, "The homos can't stop us." And then the reason files is this guy was just like, "Man, maybe I am gay." Because you couldn't stop us. And, you know, and by the way, they're doing this in the name of God.
Yeah.
They're like, "God's not going to let them do this, and God's going to stop them, and God is with us." Psych, sucker. No, he's not. Amen. He's with us. Amen. Or rather, we're with him. Amen. Right. Go to Psalm 40. "Oh, you're just looking for trouble. Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to Ohio to go look for some reprobate to try to shut us down." Yeah, that's why we called it the Fundamentalist Conference. Folks, I was going out there to preach against the Bible Belt. That's all I was doing. I was going out there to go soul winning, to get fellowship with my fellow brethren, my fellow pastors, Pastor Jason Robinson, Joe Jones, and Pastor Dave Berzins. I just want to hang out with them. Have some fellowship, preach the word of God. I wasn't going out there to go fight with reprobates. They brought the fight to us. Right. You know what God did? He made them ashamed and confounded them. Amen. Psalm 40, verse 13 says, "Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me, O Lord. Make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for reward of their shame that say unto me, aha. Aha." You know, they shut down one venue, they're like, "Aha!" And then I just do the DiCaprio meme. It's just like, new venue. "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." You know what we did at the end of this whole thing? The Lord is magnified.
Amen.
And it made me want to stay right with God, keep preaching hard, keep standing for truth, because God was with us. Go to Psalm 70. Psalm 70. So look, when we get reprobates attacking us, this is what we need to do. We need to pray, "God, please confound that individual. Amen. Make them a public spectacle." What an idiot to make a video saying we were wrong, right? It's one thing if I were to make a video and say, "Hey, you guys were wrong." They literally said it themselves.
Yep.
"We were wrong." I didn't pay that guy to do that. I didn't tell him, "Hey, you got to make a video. We made a bet or something, you know. Now you got to eat humble." No, it's called eating humble pie. I was going to mail him a fork and say, "This is for your humble pie. Enjoy."